Welcome back here to Sports Wrap on the great voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR. So great to have you riding along with us. Don't forget the 2024 NCAA tournament continues here on the great voice of the Great Lakes with Westwood One's presentation of the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight Thursday through Sunday. Join us for a special edition of Sports Wrap live from Little Caesars Arena on Friday night at 6 o'clock. We'll also take you to tip off to the Sweet 16. And then on Sunday, it's JR Sundays with Mark Hollis for the Elite Eight, also live from LCA. All the madness all March long right here on 760 WJR. Lot of conversations. Lot of people want to know. So we had to call a professional. One of our guys here, 760 WJR. He is the managing partner of Flood Law and a proven track record in trying over 300 cases. Our good buddy, Todd Flood. He's going to help us through, the managing partner here of Flood Law. Todd, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to join us this evening. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, guys. Thanks for having me, as always. Always good to talk to you, too.
Absolutely, Todd.
Now, Todd, I was very kind of taken aback by some of the fodder that we see on social media. And you know, once you get on social media, everybody is an expert. But some comments were made by Rod Wood, the president of the Detroit Lions, to our good buddy Dan Miller on Fox 2. And this is what was said in regards to when they found out about Cam Sutton and what happened next. So that was it, right? And that only came out of one ear. So you probably only heard it on your left side for Lord knows what reason. But anyways, Todd, Rod Wood is saying that we find out about Cam Sutton and the warrant the same time everybody else does. The video gets posted by Fox 2's sports department, and everybody is outraged. And my first question is, what are the legal responsibilities of the Lions in this situation?
Well, first and foremost, they have to report it to the NFL. The NFL has very strict guidance and guidelines for the protocol of domestic violence. So do the Lions, as a matter of fact. I've been brought in to represent athletes and professional athletes in different sports and in football primarily. There are really strict rules for which the NFL holds the teams accountable and also the players. So they have to report. The fact why Rod Wood is speaking the truth, it totally rings true to me, is this. If the sheriff department up in down in Florida had called the Lions and said, hey, by the way, is Sutton up there? That being the day after, just think about, you know, the police come to the house. They see the strangulation marks. They see and write up the reports, and they put out a warrant for the defendant's arrest. If they want to find him and they call to the locations or seek locations for where he may be, they would have called the Lions. So there would have been a trail. Why I think Rod Wood is telling the truth and why he shouldn't take any kind of backlash is because obviously they didn't call him, and obviously he didn't know on two fronts. Not worth the risk of not reporting this to the NFL, because that is really taboo. And two, he would have been caught red-handed because the Department of Law Enforcement down in the county of Florida for where this happened would have had the paper trail that we reached out to the Lions. So I read some of the backlash that Rod was taking. I just think, I believe him to be telling the truth. I know him. I don't think he, would have any other way to speak. He couldn't have covered this up. And he doesn't have a duty to take Cam Sutton into custody and turn him into the local authorities. That's not his job. His job is just one of reporting.
Yeah, so, Todd, so we know everything, and it seemed like it's playing out in that favor of Cam Sutton being guilty. So do you know where things are right now? I mean, the biggest mystery right now is, where is Cam Sutton? Either is if he's here in the state of Michigan, if he's back in Florida, kind of what's the next step now that we know and we have some of the information that we have?
Sure. That is exactly should be everyone's fear. Where is Cam Sutton right now? Is he self-injurious? Does he have spiraling issues that, his agent, would be sounding the alarms on does he need help? And then the NFL has to step in. But it really looks horrible that he's on the lam, because that can be used against him. It's consciousness. We use that in the jury instruction. A jury would hear this instruction. Flight, or if you find a person absconds, you can use that as an inference of the person having a guilty conscience. So that just looks terrible for Cam. But I'm more worried about, you know, where he's at and is he okay? That's the biggest thing. The talking to the attorneys down in Florida today, just briefly, there hasn't been a turn-in date. That's the best you'll get out of them. And that means to me that they don't have control of where he's at and what day he's going to be arraigned. He has to go in front of a magistrate there. It's a 5-year felony. It's a domestic violence by strangulation. There's two ways to get to the 5-year felony. One, in Florida, they have what is called great bodily harm. In Michigan, that's a 10-year felony. In Florida, it's a 5-year under the domestic statute, and or strangulation, cutting off someone's airways. So that's what he's charged with. You know, it could go down as far as a 60-day misdemeanor, depending on how this works out. But he first has to get arraigned, Wilmus. He first has to get into custody, go in front of a magistrate, and get a bond. And that bond is going to be twofold. One, what's the likelihood of him returning to this court? And two, what's the threat to the community at large? Once that happens, you know, everybody pulls out their calendar and they set up the dates for which the criminal process